Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in kindergarten, that was a long time ago, I was at Oso Elementary in Woodland Hills, and I was there. I think my teacher was Mrs. Cabanis. May she rest in peace, because I don't think she would still be alive now. Teaching me isn't very easy. I remember we got chocolate milk. I remember we did something called black magic, where it was a sort of art that had a lot of fluorescent colors. I don't remember that. I don't really have a lot of memories when I was in kindergarten. I remember getting a concussion and waking up in the nurse's office. There's a few things that happened. Maybe that's why I don't remember. But I do remember learning our ABCs. And I remember that we never really talked about our body parts. And I think the reason why is if I at all had said vagina, vulva, penis, I would have gotten the biggest licking from my parents. I'd be in big trouble. Well, apparently a school district is now being accused of teaching kindergartners to not call a person a girl, but a person with a vulva. Now, I don't think any 5 or 6 year olds should be thinking about a vulva in a school setting. I mean, it's just something that's there and you deal with it when it's, you know, if there's a problem, you know, tell mom or dad, but, you know, you really don't have to notice it too much, you know, until puberty. But they're also, this school district, having people role play as somebody who's gay or somebody who's transgender. Now, I'll go into a little more detail of what some of these activities are, but if you said, Dahlia, I want you to pretend to be gay, I'd be like, okay, I just did it. I mean, gay, lesbian, straight, we do the same thing. We balance a checkbook, we eat, we potty, we read, we sing, that's what gay and, how am I supposed to act gay? You want me to act gay? That's bigoted. What sort of stereotypes are you asking me to perpetuate? Somebody who's straight or gay, what do you mean? So, but apparently, this is a Planned Parenthood sponsored program called the 3 R's: Rights, Respect, and Responsibility. And there are situations where teenagers are supposed to be getting turned on, hooking up, and doing, quote, awesome things to each other. And so I guess in Planned Parenthood's attempt, and I'm not sure why Planned Parenthood has a role in education these days, but I guess they do, their attempt to be progressive and have people inclusive actually ends up causing people to do things that are biased and inappropriate. So, according to Jennifer Valley, Director of Communications for the district, she told Daily Mail that the district is not teaching kindergartners to participate in exercises with sexually explicit content, nor are secondary level students asked to perform in the scenarios. She said just a portion of the 3 R's are used in kindergarten, but it does not include the role-playing exercises. At the secondary level, there are role-playing exercises, but not the ones included in the 3 R's. Aren't they supposed to be learning history? Aren't they supposed to be learning math and Shakespeare and, you know, exercise and business? I don't understand why their sex ed has to include, okay, how do you hook up with somebody? I think sex ed should include, you know, assault, you know, how to minimize your risk of being a victim, how to protect yourself, how people get assaulted. Many of them don't realize going to the ladies' room, which is why you always want to go with somebody else. I think those things should be taught in sex ed. I can see parents go, oh my gosh, you can't teach a kid about rape. I think you need to. I think you need to, because I think a lot of young girls don't know until it happens. But apparently some of these scenarios they're doing is where a student is asked to act gay or transgender and decide whether they should or should not have sex with others. So looking a little deeper in this, alphanews.org talks about the sex ed curriculum. And I guess it says here, students are supposed to pair up, pretend they are gay or lesbian. Again, I don't know how you do that. How do you pretend you're gay or lesbian? I mean, without trying to insult, you know, the person you're pretending. Navigate the process of deciding whether or not to have sex. In one activity, the curriculum directs a male student to pretend his name is Morgan, a boy who is, quote, very active in the LGBTQ club, while another student pretends to be Terrence, a closet homosexual who wants to have sex with Morgan. In this scenario, Morgan plans a secret rendezvous with the two role-playing students and asked to make a decision about whether to have sex. Another of these scenarios has students pretend they are transgender and make a decision about having sex with a woman. Okay, this is what I would do. All right, I mean, I get that the old, you know, movies and TV shows would make fun of people that should have never been made fun of. And we are an inclusive society that include everybody. Those of us that have heterosexual wants, those of us that have homosexual wants. And I understand with kids that if there is a child who's gay or transgender, we don't want them bullied. Just like if a child is straight, we don't want them bullied. I was chasing every boy in the class, right? That we don't want somebody bullied for wanting to kiss all the boys in the class. So I get that we want to minimize that. But there are other ways, there's other things you could do. You could have, you know, a transgender child that's a spokesperson wants to go, look guys, you know, this is me. This is, you know, I sat where you sat. I felt I couldn't speak. I couldn't. But to have somebody pretend, and then, I mean, that's insult. And by the way, if anybody is gay or transgender and watches this, they're going to feel focused on, I don't know. I just think it's a bad idea. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this as we know more, but apparently the government is going to set up a UFO commission to start looking at UFOs and to see if they're a real threat. And so, you know, here we are in this day and age. I mean, we are talking in a matter of weeks. We went from space being something that only the astronauts get to do to regular people going up into space. They've been up into space now over the last few weeks, and UFOs. If any of us were talking at a coffee shop in the 1950s, people would look at us like, what the heck are you talking about? So, but now, apparently we have UFO commissions, we have UFOs, and we're going out into space. Well, if anybody deserves to go up into space, it's Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk or William Shatner did countless episodes of Star Trek. He's probably the most famous space cowboy out there. And apparently, his dream is coming true. William Shatner is going to become the oldest man ever to take part of the second crew to travel with Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin. He's 90 years old, and he will take off in the New Shepard capsule on October for a 15 million civilian flight. Good for him. Now, the Blue Origin flight is, I think, the one where the spaceship looks like a penis, right? Don't know why. I think that's Jeff Bezos' way of telling everybody to, you know, back off. But remember, we spoke about the aerodynamicness and how the dome helps fertility and how the shape, you know, of the male phallus is advantageous. My guess is that same advantage, well, maybe not in terms of sperm, but in terms of getting to where you need to go, also is applies to space flight. So my guess is that shape is active and useful for a lot of things. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of medical then sort of technology. Well, we already know. We already see a lot of wands that look like it. A bunch of students got, gosh, this was like last year, a bunch of students got a bunch of like ultrasounds. They were all standing there. And somebody asked me going, "What? Why are they having sex toys in their hands?" I'm like, "It wasn't." No, they're actual ultrasound wands. There's a technology with that. It's just a shape. And sadly, a body part gets to own or, you know, gets dibs on what that shape is. But the Blue Origin flight is going to be recorded for a documentary. It was rejected by Discovery, but now is being negotiated by Shatner's team somewhere else. Shatner was Captain Kirk for multiple seasons on the USS Enterprise back in the 60s. He has still huge fan bases. He's a good-looking guy. And when Bezos launched his first Blue Origin civilian flight on July 20th, he was with his brother Mark, a Dutch teenager Oliver Damon, test pilot Wally Funk, and Wally Funk was 82 years old and the oldest person. Damon's father, who founded a private equity firm, Somerset Capital, bought his kid a seat on board for $20 million. So the 18-year-old was the youngest, and now William Shatner goes, he will be the oldest. So pretty cool. All right, so the next thing we need to talk about is the devious licks trend. Have you guys seen this? I heard about it a while ago. My kid told me. He's like, "Mom, you have got to see this." And basically, devious licks is where kids went back to school after COVID. And you would think, the kids are like, "Oh my gosh, let me open up my book. Let me get my number two sharpened pencil. Let me sit there at attention with perfect back posture and really absorb the information my teacher wants to teach." But no, that's not what a lot of kids did. What a lot of kids did is they decided to go into the school, steal things from the bathroom, and post it on TikTok. And it's a trend called devious licks. TikTok is trying to block the content and hashtags. They've removed all searches related to devious licks. This is a trend where students swipe mundane objects from their schools, soap dispensers, hand dryers, fire extinguishers, film projectors. And I guess USA Today reported that police across the U.S. have begun to arrest and charge these students. Apparently in Kentucky's Boone County, the trend has apparently been particularly pernicious. And 8 juveniles from a smattering of schools, according to Gizmodo, have been hit with charges related to the trend. And I guess it started because some guy had stolen something and he said, "Check out this lick." I think it was European, and somebody now just calls them devious licks. And so apparently in one school district, Oak Hill's local school district, a letter had to go out to parents because students in several of their buildings were caught committing these thefts and acts of vandalism and are currently being disciplined. So I'm going to actually write a little bit more about some of the things that people are challenging or saying, you know, it might have been a bathroom challenge, but now it's called a devious licks challenge. And so, you know, personally, the reason why I'm not freaking out about this one is because, have you seen these other challenges where a kid lights themselves on fire and the friend videotapes it, him running into the shower or the bath? If I was a parent, I'd be like, okay, everybody's getting ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, because what the heck are you guys doing? Or, I mean, you have got to just rewire your thinking. That just can't happen. If I saw, which by the way is a fantastic treatment, it actually is a very, very useful tool that a lot of psychiatrists use for depression. But, I mean, I got to stop my kid from, you know, burning himself or whatever. Or the condom challenge where you stick a condom through your nose and then you pull it out from your mouth. Or you drop a full condom on your head full of water. There was the, the cinnamon challenge where you whip it and then you cough. There was the Tide Pod challenge where you stick a bunch of Tide Pods in your mouth and then you, I guess, absorb and ingest the chemicals like an idiot. So, I mean, these challenges are so stupid. There was something where you tried to start a fire with your iPhone charger. I don't understand. I really don't. And so, you know, these challenges happen because these kids want fame. These kids want to feel like they are a part of it. So in the olden days when you and I might have jumped into a river, you know, come on, let's do it, you got to do it, you know, or went through a hazing for Greek, this is what kids do. And they do their challenge to show that they're in. Stealing and destructing and being destructive of private property is never allowed. That's never cool. And they'll get a rap sheet. But sadly, these challenges keep coming, and I'd rather they not hurt themselves. Just the lighting somebody on fire was probably one of the most ridiculous things. There was also people eating cardboard cereal boxes. Remember that? I don't understand that. Somebody was eating the inner seed of a fruit, and sometimes there's arsenic in those seeds. So, you know, there has been stupid stuff. But, you know, when I was a kid, the worst thing I did, there were two things I did in the school bathroom. One was, you would take the toilet paper, and I went to school in Arizona, went to multiple schools, but in this one Arizona school district, the toilet paper were little squares, not absorbent at all. So you would take a bunch of squares, and then you could put water on them, and then it would make a nice little ball. And then you would throw it up into the ceiling. And one time the teacher came in, and it fell, like almost hit her head. It was wet, and it was, and so, you know, and I was there going, wasn't me, but they could tell it was fresh, you know, because it just fell. Those are the fresh ones. So I got in trouble for that. Then I also got in trouble because I was writing bad words on the wall, because I was with my brownie troop, and the brownie troop said, let's do it. So I did it, and I wrote bad words, and then they turned me in. I was like, really? Sisterhood, really? So that's about as vandalism as I got. I wouldn't steal anything, but apparently people think that, you know, when you steal a toilet seat and you putting that on TikTok or on Snapchat or whatever, that it's going to get you some quad. It's going to get you, right? It's going to get you a date for prom. So this is our tax-paying money. TikTok said you have a responsibility to delete videos, ban users, restrict hashtags, and glorify property damage and threats to school safety to prevent... Oh, these hashtags that glorify property damage and threats to school safety to prevent the destructive behavior from spreading. So, honestly, if you have kids doing this, you know, I mean, my boys, I don't have to worry about, they've never done that because they're scared of me. You know, they're like, wait a second. You know, my mom has no problem calling the police on me. Oh, I would. Well, I'd turn them in. Hell yeah, I would. You know, I mean, I love my kids. But, I mean, we do these things by the book in my house. So my kids wouldn't do that. They're already old enough, and they don't really like going into the bathrooms and even touching any of that. I mean, who wants to really touch something that was in a bathroom? But this is what kids are doing because they really have nothing better to do. Now that school is open, they're supposed to get their educations and their careers and, you know, relationships back on track. Nah, they'd rather do this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are back in the wetlands of southwest Florida looking for Brian Laundrie. He's the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Investigators are searching for Laundrie in the Carlton Reserve, a big prairie and swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundrie went missing after his parents said he went for a hike in the park 10 days ago. Yesterday, an arrest warrant was issued for Laundrie after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Petito's death. After cheering the approval of the Pfizer COVID booster shots, President Biden has a message for everyone who has chosen not to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. It can save your life, your life. It can save the lives of those around you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Authorities in Tennessee now say 15 people were injured in a deadly shooting at a Kroger store just outside of Memphis. The gunman and one victim died at the scene on Thursday. The Democratic-led January 6 Commission is issuing subpoenas.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6 riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I understand a lot of people are very, very concerned. Some people are a little bit grumpy. And I get it. I get it. So let's just kind of walk through this. So we have recommended, and we still do recommend, that a pregnant woman gets the COVID-19 vaccine. And the reason why is pregnant women could have a higher risk of more severe COVID. Just like with flu. Pregnant women get the flu shot. They don't get the nasal spray, but they'll get the flu shot. And right now it's being recommended they get the vaccine. Many pregnant women have decided to hold off on getting the vaccine because they're worried about what could happen to the fetus. Studies have shown that so far it's safe. Shouldn't affect the fetus. Not the way the mRNA and even the adenovirus vector with the DNA. For now, the studies are showing it should be safe. But understandable, moms, pregnant moms who love their kids and love their pregnancy are a little freaked out. And one thing that is fueling them to be freaked out is what happened with Tylenol. Now, Tylenol is something that we have given pregnant women ubiquitously. Can't really give pregnant women a lot of medications that we know are safe. And when I went to school, Tylenol was like a category A, meaning it is completely safe. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, nothing is 100% safe. And boy, are we just, you know, yeah, here's your Tylenol, here's your Tylenol. You got a headache, here's some Tylenol. You got a cold, here's Tylenol, here's Tylenol. And so there have been some studies kind of saying, well, you know, maybe we need to rethink the amount of Tylenol we're prescribing. And so now some researchers are warning that Tylenol can alter a fetus's development. So paracetamol is Tylenol in Europe. Acetaminophen is the generic drug used here. And the organization Acetaminophen Awareness Coalition says the active ingredient, including Tylenol, that we use as a pain reliever, right, could possibly, well, actually they're not. It's a journal, Nature Reviews Endocrinology, an international group of experts, has urged precautionary action, saying a new consensus statement summarizes human epidemiological studies, experimental research in cells and animal models, which suggests that APAP exposure, the acetaminophen, during pregnancy can alter fetal development and might increase the risk of certain neurodevelopmental, reproductive, and urogenital disorders. The authors make several recommendations around minimizing exposure to APAP during pregnancy and increasing awareness and present a call for focused research. Now, many agencies have said, look, we don't think it's harmful. I mean, I think I took it maybe rarely, once or twice. I didn't really like to take medications when I was pregnant. But the reason why this and the COVID vaccine are tied is because for decades, pregnant moms were told, the studies show it's fine. The studies show it's fine. So even though we have studies on the COVID-19 vaccine saying it's fine, moms are like, it was fine in the past. Tylenol was fine now, and now they're saying there could be an issue. So I get it. I get it. I was very, very grateful that I wasn't, you know, pregnant during COVID. I'm glad I gave birth to my kids. You know, people asked, would I have gotten the COVID vaccine if I was pregnant during COVID? And based on seeing pregnant patients in the hospital, the ICU, and being a doctor, and when I was pregnant, you know, I mean, I was working all the way up until the day I delivered, I would have gotten the vaccine. Would I have thought it was 1,000% safe for the baby? No, nothing's 1,000% safe. But my getting COVID could hurt the baby. So I would have, as a pregnant woman, still gotten the COVID vaccine because I don't trust the COVID virus based on everything I saw with Zika. So if you're pregnant right now, you're like, what the hell do I do, Dr. Dahlia? And I get it. I get it because many of you have been concerned. Many of you have talked to your OBs. You told your OBs that you want to wait, and the OBs are like, fine. Some of you told your OBs, and your OBs said, you're crazy. You're going to get COVID and die. Get the vaccine. So I understand many of you are very, very scared. I don't blame you. This is pretty scary. And when somebody says the studies say it's fine, the studies say it's fine. I get that. I know there's this big push to stop misinformation. But right now we are having some very interesting data on a medication that was told to pregnant women that was safe, and now they're saying, could cause fetal misdevelopment. So I can't tell you 100% what's safe. I can't tell you that you're going to be completely fine and not get COVID. I can't tell you that, because if you're not vaccinated, you can still get COVID. Well, you can still get COVID if you're vaccinated as well. I can't tell you that COVID can hurt the baby if you get COVID. I can't tell you that the vaccine is 100% safe. All I can tell you is studies are saying it's safe. But for those of you that are on the fence going, what the hell do I do? All I could do is say what I would have done. And after I saw what happened with Zika, And what Zika did to babies, where they were born with most of their heads missing and brains missing and a whole constellation of neurodevelopmental symptoms. All I know is as a pregnant woman, I would not want to get any virus that could possibly affect my baby. Now, mind you, COVID and Zika are two different things. And I get that COVID has not been shown to do the same destruction that Zika has done to babies. But remember, we haven't studied it. If a study says, you know what, COVID's okay on the fetus, I'm still not going to believe it 100%. Just like if somebody says the COVID vaccine doesn't hurt the fetus, I'm still not going to believe it 100%. Okay? We need time. And so those people who are pregnant, they don't have time. They need to decide. And so what you have been advised on, and I know it's frustrating, I get it, but what pregnant women have been advised on is based on what we have now, this is the best information we could give you. And so if pregnant women are in the ICU dying, and you hear of pregnant women, babies getting delivered because they're going to die and they try to save the baby, that's pretty scary for any pregnant woman. And so an OB is obviously going to suggest you need to protect yourself from COVID at all costs. But many women out there are like, Dr. Dahlia, what if we find out later? What if we find out later and I damaged, you know, the fetus by getting the vaccine? There's going to be a lot of what ifs. I don't know what to tell you. You know, people had back in the 90s thought that maybe all the Tylenol we were using was what was causing the big rise in autism. Now, I think autism has been, people thought it was the vaccines causing autism, the whole sorts of things. I don't think the vaccines were causing autism. But it does make you wonder if we have had an explosion in the number of autistic kids, is there something we're doing when we're pregnant? Is it the cell phone sitting on our stomach? Is it all the computer access? Is it us living near 5G? Is it us, you know, taking Tylenol? What is it? What is it that could be possibly causing it? Now, we think it's a gene. We don't think necessarily it's something environmental, but in the back of my mind, I always wonder. A lot of women who have had fibroids, you know, when a child, an older mom has a child with autism, even though we know advanced maternal age could possibly put one at risk, I also wonder, could it have been the fibroids? A lot of women with fibroids gave birth to kids that possibly had something on the spectrum. So you wonder. There, you know, our minds have to be open when it comes to the science. But for those of you looking at this Tylenol study going, oh, crap, look, we do the best we can. You know, you having a headache, you being in a lot of pain when you're pregnant, that causes stress on the baby. So any of you who took Tylenol when you were pregnant, come on. You know, I mean, it's still safer than a lot of other things out there. But it reminds you that nothing is 100% safe on a fetus. The COVID virus is not going to be 100% safe. And again, we can't say the vaccine is 100% safe. So you've got to go with what you have. And for me, I would rather go with what I know and try to avoid COVID being pregnant. That would be my vote. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're going to see a headline. It's been actually circulating for a couple years where serious chess players are burning more calories than serious athletes. And it caught my eye and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? What? And you know, the Queen's Gambit won a bunch of awards, Emmys. And it was good. I really liked the first episode. I thought it was good. I don't think it was the best series out there, but I thought it was well done. There were definitely some slow parts. But the Queen's Gambit got people all super excited for chess. And so some people are like, you know what, I could do that. And it's good exercise. Well, I don't know if it's good exercise, but you do burn calories. Back in 2019, Stanford University professor Robert Sapolsky told ESPN
that the average chess player could burn approximately 6,000 calories a day during a tournament. 6,000 calories a day. Well, he felt maybe it's because the respiratory rates increased, the blood pressure's increased, heart rates increase, you tense your muscles, and then the brain power, and then it all burns energy. Now, he's not wrong. A study from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences discusses the metabolic activity of the brain, and they report that the brain accounts for about 20% of the oxygen and hence calories consumed by the body. So for those of us who are real, real deep thinkers, what was that? What was that philosopher, Socrates? What, I forget. Who is the, and I should probably look it up. I could burn some calories if I do. Who is the philosopher that's posed in that very famous statue? He's skinny. Probably because he's thinking so much. Now, I went to medical school. And I'm not going to equate medical school with being a grandmaster in a tournament. But I got to tell you, man, I clenched my muscles. I studied. My respiratory rate, my blood pressure, my heart rate went up. I was skinny in medical school, but I sure as hell didn't burn 6,000 calories a day. In fact, studies have shown that mental exercises such as studying burn 300 calories a day, or 10 calories an hour. So then you wonder, you go, that's kind of a disconnect. 300 calories a day versus 6,000. So where's the proof? Well, the proof is, have grandmasters lost weight? According to ESPN, the 1984 World Chess Champion was called off after 5 months and 48 games because defending champion Anatoly Karpov had lost 22 pounds. This was during the 1984 World Chess Championship. They said he looked like death. That was according to Grandmaster and commentator Maurice Ashley. In 2004, winner Rustam Qasimdazhanov walked away from the six-game world championship after losing 17 pounds. Man, I'll start playing chess more if I lose weight. In October 2018, Polar, a U.S.-based company that tracks heart rates, monitored chess players during a tournament and found that 21-year-old Russian grandmaster Mikhail Antipov had burned 560 calories in 2 hours of sitting and playing chess, roughly what Roger Federer would burn in an hour of single tennis. So people are burning calories when they, and I could see maybe you don't eat that much. You don't want to stop and have to go to the bathroom, so you might eat less. But, you know, what do we actually burn with certain activities? Well, let's say you do a burpee. Burpees are where you're kind of on the ground, you bring the knees to your chest, then out, and then you get up. Burpees, you learn about you lose 546 calories an hour. But to do an hour of burpees, that's exhausting. When you climb stairs at a slow pace, 273 calories an hour. I can't climb stairs for an hour. I can do it for a few minutes. Sit-ups, 259 calories an hour. Hiking, 409 calories an hour. Jumping jacks, 546 calories an hour. Stationary bike, 464 calories an hour. Squats, 341 calories an hour. Swimming, 396 calories an hour. Yoga, 273 calories an hour. You do burn with yoga. Elliptical, 341 calories an hour. Lifting weights, about sets of 8 to 15 reps of varied resistance, 239 calories an hour. Jumping rope, 750 calories an hour. And just walking, 239 calories an hour at a moderate pace, 2.8 to 3.2 miles per hour. So, you know, when somebody goes, well, you know what, I play chess, so I did my workout. No. You got to mix it up. You got to have, you know, you have to have a variety. But physical activity, as we know, is imperative for heart, muscle, bone, psychological health. If you sit for hours playing chess, you could get back pain, hip pain. You could get a blood clot, obesity. So, you know, you need to move. But there is no doubt that mental energy burns, you know, far more than what one would burn if they were just watching somebody play or watching the Queen's Gambit. So the moral is, you know, if you are going to sit, do something. Castle or rook, I don't care, but do something. I had my chess days. I played in a couple tournaments when I was younger. With me, My father was a big chess player. He didn't do tournaments or whatever, but he taught me. And he, was probably one of the best players that I knew of. And so I decided to, you know, beat him or beat other people by learning how to play when other people couldn't. And most people really rely on their queen. And I kept seeing everybody relies on the queen. So I would get rid of the queen. I would immediately, after you get the pawns out of the way, swap the queens. And you would see my opponent look like, because, you know, his whole plan was based on the queen. And I had to learn how to play without a queen and learn how to win without a queen. And so I'm very comfortable doing that. And so when I do that with my kids hated it. They don't like to do it still as a move because they don't want to look like a jerk. But I'm like, look, everybody learns how to play with a queen, so get rid of it. Get rid of the other person's queen. If you know how to play without a queen, then you'll be able to win so many times. So, anyway. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. President Biden is not looking at the polls. A Gallup poll currently has him at 43%. Many independents do not like the Democratic president, but mind you, many independents were Republicans that changed their specification and identification once there was a big, you know, war on Republicans and everybody was accused of conspiring for January 6th when some people are like, look, I was in Idaho. I wasn't even there. What are you talking about? So many people turned independent and are still Republican. So I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of independents, you know, still aren't very happy with the current president. But what was a very interesting statement that Biden has made multiple times is he goes, I don't look at the polls. Now, if you are a president of the people, then, I would have had a much different approach. If the polls made me look bad, you know, if the polls were bad, all right, a good politician or a good leader, forget politician, a good leader would say, hey, guys, look, I did see the poll. I hear you. Some of you are very, very unhappy with some of the things that have happened. I want to improve on that. You know, I want to lead this country. I'm not going to make everybody happy. But if I'm not making the majority happy, I'm doing something wrong. So we are going to analyze everything that happened. Whatever I had control in, I'm going to make amends for. If I didn't have control, we're going to figure out what we could do to improve outcomes. So it doesn't happen. Now, Afghanistan wasn't his control. That was a mess. But see, nobody wants to apologize. Instead, it's, oh, I don't look at the polls, meaning I'm not going to look at what people are saying about me. So he says this is a process and it's going to be up and down. That's why I don't look at the polls, not a joke. Wrong answer. Look at the polls. You might not like them, and you could say I don't like them and I disagree with them, but look at them. Not caring what your constituents are saying is a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.